As we continue with the magazine, Ryan Sutton is with us now. He is Executive Director of Technology Practice Group with Robert Half, and he's talking about some findings, talking about tech jobs, jobs of the future, building future forward tech teams report, and we're going to talk about that. I tell you what, Ryan, before we go any further, let's talk about the report itself. There were some key findings related to technology and the workplace.
Absolutely. At Robert Half Technology, we are constantly monitoring trends in the industry, and we're really excited to see the crystallization of priorities as conveyed to us from the tech executive survey, you know, correlating to projects, especially those in AI.
And give us some more specifics. There were some key findings that came from that report. What are they?
Yeah, so really the survey response cited five key priorities, and no real surprise in the five because these have been emerging. Security, number one. AI machine learning, number two, cloud projects and initiatives, number three, technology modernization, number four, and then software engineering and development, number five, to develop new applications as well as maintain existing legacy systems.
Well, tell me a little bit about how this ties into some of the key takeaways from your Building Future Forward Tech Teams report.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really starts to correlate sometimes to the job seeker. And, you know, if I'm a job seeker, I'm a candidate in technology, those five priorities really become my roadmap. And, you know, the cheat code that I would offer anybody in the tech sector is the word tech. And tech stands thus for the T for tailoring your approach. So make sure you're tailoring your approach to develop skills, to, you know, go after continued education in your area to evolve. The E, experience and exposure. Don't underestimate the smallest experience and exposure to projects and initiatives, such as AI opportunities. The C, customizing your connections. Make sure your network is really a tech-centric network, because your network will become, you know, your advisory group to help answer your questions and guide you as you go through it. And then the H for honing your skills. Don't neglect your soft skills. We all know to have great tech skills, but the soft skills are equally important and really set you apart with communication, problem solving, and creative thinking.
You make an interesting point. I want to pursue that for a moment. You mentioned what you're calling the soft skills. Is that a challenge right now that so many folks are so focused on the tech, the AI, all of the newfangled things that this is bringing to us, when in reality they also need to have a little common sense, a little empathy, some of the things that you actually need in addition to just knowing how things work?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some of the higher roles beneath our research around business analysis and project managers, and those two professionals really bridge the gap between technologists and what we kind of call end users. So you think a CFO, a controller, a sales vice president, a marketing executive, you need to be able to correlate how they run the business with the technology applications built to support it. So that gap of communication and soft skills is really important across all roles and sectors, but increasingly important in technology.
Well, you make an interesting point. Even here at the radio station, we use a lot of technology, but in addition to that, we also have a lot of working together with various folks. We're also out in the community, so it's important not just to know the guts of the system, but also know why you're doing it and who you're doing it with. Let's talk a little bit more about AI and the importance. And you mentioned, you know, every little thing you do should make a notation of. But where are we going with artificial intelligence? How does that fit into the equation?
Obviously, AI has been a concept that's been emerging and evolving for almost a decade, if not longer now. And I think, you know, rather than just worry about how technologists, tech professionals use AI, I'm seeing even executive admins and office managers and purchasing professionals and accounting professionals that I know leverage AI on a day-to-day basis to make their life more efficient. And a great example is a customer success manager in technology. Well, every call she has with her clients, she needs to send a summary. It used to take her between an hour to 2 hours to write that summary and transcribe the notes. Well, now leveraging AI tools, she's able to accomplish that task in 5 to 10 minutes, which then allows her to be more strategic with the rest of her time.
But are there, and I'm going to exit with this, and I'm going to allow you to let folks know where they can find out more, are there some concerns that AI will start supplanting jobs in such a way that it may make it harder for people to actually find work?
You know, I think the evolution of AI so far from what we've seen has really been about efficiency and making existing workers more efficient and effective, and we lean into AI quite extensively at Robert Half, but we leverage it to ensure that our recruiters and our business development professionals are more efficient and effective with their jobs, because there's so much data around us. The AI really brings it all together in a very concise fashion.
If people want to learn more about this report or in general about what Robert Half is doing to deal with the workforce of the future, how do they do that?
Please visit us at roberthalf.com. You can download the full research and gain other insights into technology and non-technology careers on roberthalf.com.
All righty. And we have been talking with Ryan Sutton, Executive Director for Technology Practice Group at Robert Half, and we thank you for your time.
I appreciate the opportunity.